flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You ready to hang a banner, Keith?
I'm ready.
Love banners.
A plus for effort.
They were so close. Oh, they're right there.
They were right there in the mix. I mean, the Mets got Juan Soto.
Sure they did.
And then the Yankees
were close.
Were right there.
But you know who was right there?
And then you were somewhere in that next mishmash.
Fox. Yeah.
No, they were right there.
How convenient, Jones. How very convenient. If you put together a lineup and a rotation of guys the Red Sox almost got the last 2-3 years, playoff team, easy. Maybe a World Series team.
Maybe.
But they just missed. They just missed. But fear not, fans. They mean business this year. They're in it. They were right in there to the end. They almost got Juan Soto. No, they didn't. They did not almost get Juan Soto.
Look, some of
us weren't even talking to him over the weekend.
Some of us were more willing to believe they were going to land him than others.
Yeah, that was you.
Well, you went all the way to 1% at one point.
I walked back.
In a moment of weakness, you went all the way to 1%.
I don't know what happened that day. Maybe I hit my head on the way in here, but I did for one day go up to 1%, and then I walked right back down to 0%.
I give him credit for at least not avoiding the sweepstakes like last year. Like, they didn't even take an interview with Ohtani. They didn't make an offer to Ohtani. But when you
is
come
this
up
better?
Well, no, not at the end of the day.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
The ride was at least a little more entertaining.
You know,
but no,
I guess.
I give him no credit for being third at best in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. None. And here's the only way they can salvage it. They better spend some money, because what they told you with this leaked offer around $700 million.
So close.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Around, was it 700 or was it not? What's around 700? 680?
Probably not.
670?
They're like, what's the
699? What's around 700?
The Yankees are offering 750. 700! Like, that's not how it works. That's not how an auction works. You got to go higher.
The only way they salvage it is that they spend some of that money, because they made it clear they have money to spend. They have $700 million to spend. So go spend it.
I think you can still have a good offseason. We've talked about this all along. They were never, in my mind, the favorite to sign Juan Soto. I didn't think they would. Even you and Billy and Nick gave him a better chance, but he never thought he was actually coming here. Yep. So we kind of outlined all the different ways they could have a good offseason. There's still plenty of guys. Now that Juan Soto was signed, you would think that maybe a series of players could go flying off the board this week. If they add 2 starting pitchers and like a bat, who like a middle of the order bat, that's a good offseason. Like, yeah, you missed out on Juan Soto and, you know, whatever. People are all hot and bothered about that for a month, but it could still be really good. Where you really look horrible is like last offseason, where You were in on Yamamoto, reportedly, then didn't get him. Then you were even in on guys like Seth Lugo, didn't get him. You ended up with Lucas Giolito and, like, nothing else. And you're like, well, you know, we were so close, and, you know, we were interested in this guy. That's where the interest kings kind of thing came out of over the last few years. So you can't have that. You can't have that, especially now. I mean, this kind of money, this kind of report. Because let's say, hypothetically, he signed it. What if he was like, yeah, I love Boston. Now you're on the hook for $700 million for one guy.
Yep.
So you better spend $400 million this offseason,
yeah.
Right?
If Aroldis Chapman is the face of your offseason,
that is a tough offseason.
Something's gone wrong. Bad guy, and it's a one-year contract. You can't go from offering $700 million and us taking us seriously around $700 million.
Around it.
And us taking it seriously to spackling together an offseason with a bunch of short money deals. You can't do that.
No.
So they still need to spend. And if they do, I'll forgive some of this with Juan Soto. I'll forgive some of it. If they spend on Burns and they spend on Bregman,
they
spend on Fried and they spend on Willy Adames is off the list.
Willy Adames or somebody like that.
Teoscar Hernandez feels like a cut down for me. But if you spend
it's going to be Teoscar Hernandez, and I don't even want him at this point.
I don't
point.
Either. If you spend on an arm and a bat and you spend big money,
trade.
I'll cut you a little bit of slack.
Yeah.
But if it's just, let's drum up the interest in Juan Soto, strikeout, and then spackle together the offseason, people are going to be pissed. So a few things to get to here on Jones and Keefe today. If you're just tuning in, I think most of you are familiar. 15 years, $765 million for Juan Soto to be a New York Met, who I think most people felt like were the favorites all along, to land Juan Soto. The Yankees offered more years and $5 million fewer dollars. So he chose the Mets. He chose the best deal.
Two quick questions
over
the
Yankees. Real quick. Yes.
So $765 million is a ton of money. We laughed last year when Ohtani got $700 million. Laughing just because, like, what a crazy number to wrap your head around.
Yeah, and Ohtani, by the way, is a higher AAV but a lower total. Yeah.
He also, this year, is going to be pitching. He's better. He's better than Soto. But anyway, my first thought was, how soon until a player's contract is $1 billion?
Good question.
In all seriousness. And then after that, and I know there are rules, but rules are meant to be broken, Jones. At some point, does part of a contract just straight up be like, you own the team? Like, that's my next thought. Like, the fact that you're making this much money, and
like
there are like minority.
Like a percentage of the team?
Yeah, like a percentage. Like, obviously, you're not going to just can the guy the team and then walk out of there. But like that's. It sounds like a joke, but I feel like it's closer to that than not. I know the values of these franchises are going up and up and up, but if a guy's making, or over the total of 15 years, about to make $1 billion, at some point, I wonder if these guys, especially with teams selling little pieces of their franchise here and there to other guys and everyone's making money on it, at some point, it feels like that's going to happen. Like in our lifetime where the next big free agent's like, oh yeah, and you get like 2% of the team. It's like, Jesus. Like it's wild, the leap. Like $200 million, remember $20 million per year and like $100 million was staggering.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was $200. A-Rod's first contract with
a quarter of a billion, right? $250 million.
And it was specifically twice the Kevin Garnett deal. They made it where it was like $252 or like some weird number because it was double the highest NBA contract. So they made like a big spectacle of that. We're talking three times that amount now for a player who's not as good, but apparently that's just the going right now. So the number is staggering because we're going to mention that number a lot, and we're going to like talk about where guys went and everything else. But I think to take a moment and to understand that the number is so silly goose high, like I think it's worth mentioning.
So let's ask a few things here. We'll use the Greg Hill poll question they were asking this morning as a jumping off point because there's already 1,200 votes in it. Do you believe the Red Sox were actually in on Juan Soto for over $700 million? Right now, 64% of you are saying no.
I would agree with the 64%.
I would agree. You know, you can't be third and be like, oh, we were right there. And they were third at best. And Toronto had a $700 million offer as well.
Yeah.
So you were third or fourth. That doesn't mean you were actually in on Juan Soto to me. And does this bidding process change anything for the Red Sox? What do they need to do for you to believe things will be different this go-round, this offseason? Do you have faith they'll be adding? Was this all just to drum up interest? We'll get to your thoughts on all of it here all day long on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Already a lively chat going on in there with Juan Soto, now a New York Met. You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I'm with you. I don't think they were really in. You can't be third or fourth and really be in. I give them some credit, again, for actually going through the process this year and at least playing interested, which is progress, as pathetic as that is, from Shohei Ohtani a year ago, where they didn't even take a meeting with the guy or give him a contract offer for the best player in the sport. So maybe they learned from that. Maybe there was some real tepid interest, but they never thought they were going to get him, and they were never truly in, unfortunately.
I think it's almost worse because it gets fans' hopes up. Well, and so last year, I never thought they were going to get Ohtani, and they didn't get him.
It's only going to be worse, though, if they don't sign any big-ticket guys. Like, if you were in on Soto, but you land Burns, I think you get forgiven pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, I think, right. Everybody wants the Red Sox to be better, and there were even some, and this is not revisionist history, but there were some member we talked to that said, I would rather have a combination of three really good players than just Soto. Like
there's a lot of people, especially when they saw the final numbers. There's a lot of people who
so that's fine. Like they have a chance to make up for it.
I don't feel that way, but a lot of our listeners do.
But I feel like if this was sort of a one off and you really believed the 700 offer, you would say, all right, they were there. They had a number in their mind. That's round number, and that's as high as they were willing to go. And now they're going to continue. But over the last 3, 4, 5 years, really since Dombrowski has left, we've just heard of too many guys that they were so close. Now, the money was a fraction of it, but you can't conveniently just miss out on so many guys and then also miss out on this guy and be like, you got buzzard's luck. It's like, no. I think this was a clear sign that we're going to be in it enough to hopefully appease the fans, and they can't get mad at us for not being in there, and maybe even some will take our side and say 765 for one player is too much.
Here's the thing. I don't think too many people can really be pissed at the Red Sox for not landing Juan Soto when you never really believed they were in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Like, but if they're talking like $700 million, maybe, and they're last year was full throttle. This year was, what was they calling it this year?
But right now it's binary. It's like, okay, they didn't get him. So I'm upset about that.
Yeah.
But if they sign Burns and Bregman, I don't really think you can get that upset with the Red Sox for not landing Juan Soto.
Okay, well, let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
Especially
as of
when
today,
you didn't really think they were there.
As of today, no Burns and Bregman. How confident are you in Burns and Bregman?
Not very.
Okay.
So that, I think you have a right to be pissed about that because they told you they're willing to spend $700 million. Yeah, they can't turn around and spend $100 million on the Aroldis Chapmans of the world. They need to spend.
I think it's more likely that.
And there's no excuses for not landing a Burns or a Fried. A trade, honestly, is not enough. You're not going to be taking on a lot of salary there. You're giving up prospects. That has nothing to do with spending money. Nothing. Even if you turn around and hand out a contract to Garrett Crochet or somebody like that.
It's different. You should be a player in free agency.
It's going to be peanuts for what you're paying some of these guys in free agency. Yeah. And on top of it, you're giving up prospects who a lot of these listeners love. So to me, there is a way to still prove you're making progress, you're serious about your team, you're serious about spending money, but they better do it. You can jump in again, 617-779-7937. This is Chris Cotillo at Mass Live. Oh, and by the way, we're already getting questions about our Patriots Monday. Yes, we will be having an interview with Hunter Henry and Christian Gonzalez. We will be doing man-to-man to man coverage with Christian Gonzalez, backed by popular demand.
No doubt.
And we have plenty of football thoughts today, what happened, everything else. But we're starting with the big news. In sports, Juan Soto, a New York Met, not a Boston Red Sox. Which, again, I don't think shocks anybody. Chris Cotillo, an industry source, described Boston's efforts in the pursuit of Soto to this point, this is before he landed, as quote-unquote an A-plus effort, Keith.
Hell yeah.
But even if the Red Sox have pitched Soto on something the Aaron Judge-led Yankees and the Francisco Lindor-led Mets can't, being the unquestioned face of the franchise, that the reserve Rafael Devers likely wouldn't mind at all, there's still a feeling Soto will probably sign for the biggest total guarantee. In other words, you can sell him on all these other things. You got to give him the biggest offer at the end of the day, which he said seconds after he lost the World Series, and he went to the highest bidder. I think he was forthright with all of that. You cannot like it, but I think he told you what was going to happen. A-plus for effort in their pursuit of Juan Soto. What would you grade him, Keith?
F. You didn't get him. Like, the whole idea is to get these guys, and if things are really different, you're going to get them. And I'm with you. I can... If they have a big free agency, you know, aside from Soto, I'll be happy to give him credit then and at that time. But, like, how many times do they need to fool us? Or how many times do they need to be, according to John Heyman or Ken Rosenthal or whoever else, are right there? Like, oh, right there, right on the cusp of it. Like, that's not an A-plus effort. You know what it's going to take. Especially a month ago, we all could have told you. You're bidding against the Yankees, the Mets, and the Dodgers. Like, all right. You better be
good luck.
You better be for real. I don't love your chances. and then they didn't get him. So, like, is that really where we're going now? You're going to give him credit for being third at best in signing a player? This isn't an area where it is effort.
So
on the field's effort.
Like, D minus.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe D minus. I'll talk about it to a D minus.
Honestly, that's kind of where I am because for them,
maybe it's higher than an
they
F,
didn't even
D-.
Make an offer to Ohtani. Like, they even take a meeting with Ohtani.
Yeah.
So this is somewhat of progress, and it's pathetic we even have to go there. I acknowledge that, but it is somewhat progress. I'll give them a stronger grade if they land a big ticket player or two.
Yeah.
They really should land two at this point in time. They should land two of them.
I'll
an arm
feel
and a
great.
Bat.
I will love that.
Then the pursuit of Juan Soto really meant something. They wouldn't extend as far as Steve Cohen, but oh well.
Yep.
Steve Cohen outspent him. Fine. I can talk myself into that. You have to actually follow through and do it to get the A-plus for effort. You can't pursue Juan Soto, come in third or fourth, make a similar
right.
offer to the effing Blue Jays,
right.
lose out to the two teams in New York, sign nobody, and get an A-plus
no,
for effort. Nothing will have changed.
What if they are second? What if they have the second-best offer for Burns and Fried and Bregman and Hernandez?
Then
like, A-plus for effort?
No.
No, of course
no,
not.
Then it's an F for
then
effort.
You're just trotting out the same team again. Like, you need to be better. You need to improve on this team. And the thing with baseball is you don't need to win a million games. Like, you just need to be a handful of games better than they were last year. You could make the playoffs and then you could go on a run. And they're not that far off. And they've gone a handful of years now without spending big money. So get in there. You don't even have to spend as much as the Mets and the Yankees, but get up there close, more respectable than where you've been at. And there are plenty of names available too. That's the thing. It's a decent enough, and it obviously falls off after Soto and then even Burns. But there's other guys that people will take. Plus, the whole trade market, like if you're going to build up your farm system to this degree, one of the reasons why you do that is so you can be a player in every one of these trades. So, yeah, they better be very aggressive. And hopefully they use this as sort of motivation. Like, all right, we missed out on Soto, but now we got to really double down. Because if the talk was, hey, maybe Soto and a pitcher – well, then now it's like two pitchers, two hitters. Yeah. That if you were going to pay for Soto.
No. You know what their budget is. Their budget's $700 million. That's their budget. And obviously that's not all to add to this year's payroll. But they were willing to spend $700 million. So they better spend a lot of money at these winter meetings. There's still names you can go get. There's no excuse now. You can't get outbid by the Yankees. You can't get outbid by the Dodgers on Teoscar Hernandez if you really want him, or the Yankees on Burns or Fried. You can't get outspent by those guys. We know what your budget is. It's $700 million. McAdam told us it's around $700 million. So you better spend. I can wrap my head, personally, around losing out on Juan Soto. None of us really believed you were going to get Soto at the end of the day. So I give you no credit for being in the mix, but I can wrap my head around it. I didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You better get Fried, or you better get Burns, or you better get Bregman.
Yeah.
You better make some trades. You better improve this team. And you're already brushing that aside like it's not going to happen.
I just don't feel – I don't know how anybody could feel confident in it. And I'd be happy to say, oh, I'm wrong, and they ended up having a massive offseason despite, you know, starting with Chapman and then missing out on Soto, because that just sort of is the sign of a really disappointing offseason. But there are other guys. Because the other report, too, whether you want to believe it or not, and not that you and I wanted them, but I think it just – it speaks to the track record. They also reportedly in on Blake Snell.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get him.
Nope.
Right? So, like, who's the next guy that they're going to be reportedly
in on?
Well,
they also, they were supposedly in on Adames. He signed with the Giants for a buttload of money.
All right. So, they are 1-for-4 in free agency thus far, and the one is Aroldis Chapman on a one-year deal.
It was a one-year deal.
Great.
On a guy who the rest of the league probably didn't want.
No, it's going super so far.
Congratulations. Yep. 617-779-7937. Do you give him any credit for the pursuit of Juan Soto? What do they need to do now? The dream's dead. Juan Soto's a New York Met, so that dream is dead. What do they now need to do in free agency? And do you expect them to do anything? Let's rewind it back to that. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text line here on a Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe. We will get to the Patriots later on in the show. Gerard Mayo, some interesting answers this morning on a Mayo Monday on the Greg Hill Show. We'll get to Bill Belichick and the North Carolina job. It sounds like there's much more to that than certainly we were making it out to be on Friday. Plus, what happened? A spin around the NFL in Week 14. More of your Red Sox thoughts. Now what? No more Juan Soto. Now what for the Red Sox? Right after trending.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter. Such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
With Billy Lane.
John Morosi on the MLB Network discussing the trade market at the winter meetings. Red Sox strike out on Juan Soto. They were maybe third, maybe fourth. A-plus for effort, though, according to one industry source, to Chris Cotillo at Mass Live. When you look at their pursuit of some of these other players, would you rather, Keith, they sign Burns? They sign Fried. Sasaki is the name I keep forgetting about. We got some tweets about that. Or a trade for someone like Garrett Crochet. And I say someone like Garrett Crochet.
Burns now, to me, is priority number one. I think he is head and shoulders the best pitcher available. There are definitely other guys that I think would be interesting, like whether it be Fried or Sasaki or whatever. I think you'll take those guys and you'd be happy with it because they would help the rotation, even Crochet or Logan Gilbert. But of all those guys, because you don't have to give up any prospects, and he is the best, and he's even proven he can be good in this division, it'd be Corbin Burns for me.
So I agree, and you know, you're giving up Marcelo Meyer now. This is like an untouchable guy.
Yeah.
Now fans are clamoring for that, and that's the next shoe to drop. No. The Red Sox need to spend money. The Mets spent $765 million on Juan Soto. The Red Sox offered around $700 million, and I put that in quotes. That's from Sean McAdam. Around $700 million. So they better spend. I don't want you trading a bunch of prospects and bringing in a player. I like that. But you need to spend in free agency. You know what their budget is. They better spend. So we're reacting to this all day long here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. But we're joined right now by Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
Doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. How was the bye week? What'd you do?
It was good. Let's chill, hang out, relax.
Do you watch a lot of football on the bye week, or do you stay away from it?
I watched the games on yesterday and college football.
Oh, nice. Which games are you watching?
Oregon. Watched a lot of college games. I watched a couple of NFL games.
Nice. Does the bye week give you a chance to look back at the season so far? Like, do you assess how the first 13 games have gone, or is that something you do more in the off season once the whole year is over?
Oh yeah, no, you definitely watch yourself, do a little self scout. Yeah, so that helps.
Did you see Christian the report last week that Bill Belichick could be interested and has interviewed actually for the job at the University of North Carolina?
No, I didn't.
Okay. He did. Could you see him coaching in college?
I mean, if he wanted to, he could. I mean, if that's what he wanted to do, then he can go do it.
What do you think the recruiting pitch would be like from Bill Belichick?
He won however many Super Bowls. He's Bill Belichick.
When you were in high school, what were the things that drew you to colleges? Like when you were getting recruited, what made you want to choose first Colorado, and then I know ultimately you went on to Oregon?
Really just boiled down to relationships, talking to the coaches and the ultimate fit of the defense and things like that.
Early Pro Bowl voting is out. You're surprisingly getting little love from the Pro Bowl voters. Do you feel like you are a Pro Bowler?
I mean, I spoke on this already. I mean, if it comes, it comes. If it don't, it don't. I mean, I know I'll get it eventually. If they vote, they vote. If they don't, they don't. That ain't the main focus of mine right now. It's about winning, so that's all on that.
All right, and on that note, let's get to another edition of Man to Man to Man with Christian Gonzalez.
It's Man to Man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
First up this week.
Hell yes.
Let the intro play.
I'm sorry, I jumped the gun, Christian. Sorry. My mistake. I was excited to get to our first question, Christian. Our first question for Christian Gonzalez this week. Do you have a pet?
I do. Cane Corso.
Nice. What was your first job?
The NFL.
Nice. All right. It's a good place to start.
That's a good job. Yeah.
Do you prefer, Christian, a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
Probably fake. I never had a real one.
How much would you have given Juan Soto?
Me personally?
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to baseball. But I know he just got paid $700 million. So, I mean, nowhere near that.
Okay.
Good answer.
Fair enough.
You're playing rock, paper, scissor. What are you throwing? Rock, paper, or scissor?
Rock. Ooh,
if you could steal a smooch from any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, no, y'all trying to get me.
This is also your chance, maybe. Maybe toss this out there. You never know. We could make a love connection.
Like a Travis
here.
Kelce type situation.
Yeah. All right. You don't want to take it. Okay. Fair enough. Keep it to yourself.
Okay. Do you prefer, that was a spicy question from Keith. Do you prefer spicy or mild?
Mild.
What is the best flavor of ice cream?
Coffee.
Nice.
Who's winning the college football playoff, Christian?
Oregon.
Do you use emojis when you text? And if so, which do you use the most?
Probably the laughing one. I use that one all the time.
Nice.
Nice.
That's there you go. That's how you play man to man to man.
That's how you play man to man to man. Apologies for jumping all over the intro there, Christian.
Seriously.
So I figured you would answer the Ducks. Do you like, and we haven't seen it play out yet, but do you like the idea of this college football playoff, a tournament, more than just the four teams they've had the last few years?
Yeah, I like it. I think it gives more to the sport of college football just because, I mean, if you back when it was four teams, if you lose once, you're pretty much out. So, I mean, I think it's good. It'll be real entertaining. I think it'll be good for college football.
I got a uniform question for you when it comes to Oregon. Every single week there's a different combination. Who picks that? Are there players that sort of have a say in that, or are you guys just told, all right, here's the uniform this week?
Yeah, I mean it's kind of both. It's like they'll give us, cuz obviously you have to know what color you're wearing just cuz of home and away and things like that. But then there's like a panel that when I was there, I don't know how they do it now. They would bring us in and say, okay, do you want to make any changes? Like change the color of the face mask, change the accessories, change the secondary color. So, I mean, it was a good amount of mix of both.
Nice. We're uniform guys. So that's part of the reason why we like the Ducks. Christian Gonzalez, we appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed the bye week. We'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, you too.
Christian Gonzalez joining us here. He's brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots.
I don't know how you don't shoot your shot there. That's a great, that's an easy one. Yeah. Somebody asked you, so if you, he's already...
Keith, you're a married man, but you can steal a smooch.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Rachel McAdam.
Nick, nobody asked you. Calm down.
Oh, yeah,
seriously.
Everybody give theirs. Nick, seriously. Settle down.
Yeah.
We'll get to you.
You're a little too ready to go, is what that was.
Oh, I said it immediately to Billy. I'm like, Rachel McAdam.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want to go there.
You got to talk. You got it. You're like, why not?
Let me tell you, fake Christmas tree.
Must be a serious relationship.
Yeah, no, it's a good
one. Oh, Billy.
Yeah, as simple as that.
Try it. See, we were thinking getting him in trouble tabloid-wise. Yeah. Must be a serious relationship.
It's
good
not
theory.
Rebecca Gayheart. Not Rebecca Gayheart.
It's different for him.
If anybody can tag her to tweet, it's not her.
Compared to normal people like us.
That's true.
Like, we throw celebrities out there like we would ever have a chance. Him.
Yeah.
He's a professional football player, a very good professional football player.
Dude, he never had a job until he was in the NFL.
How about that?
That's insane.
What was your first job? NFL.
Pretty
smallest resume ever.
Yikes.
I like
Patriots.
Yeah. I like how he's like, I'm not paying him. not paying Juan Soto.
He's like, how much am I paying him?
He knew $700 million. I made sure to say that a couple of times while he was on hold just to give him a fair play.
Give
him a fair play there.
No, I'm pretty sure all those guys know. They might not know a thing about Juan Soto. They don't know a position he plays.
They know the dough.
They know how much he's getting. They absolutely do. They're keeping tabs.
Yeah. Serious relationship, though. It's not Helen Mirren. I can tell you right now. I got a serious thing going on.
Helen Mirren now.
Fake Christmas tree.
Yeah, fake tree.
Coffee ice cream.
Which I love.
I'm a big coffee ice cream guy.
Me and Gonzo are a lot more alike than you think.
How dare the Twitch chat just saying vanilla over and over again. How dare you? And also spicier mild.
Read that. Ice cream of the show.
Yeah. Not reading that.
Spicier mild. He said mild.
Mild.
I've never even
I'm spicy.
I've never heard anybody answer that.
Yeah, mild is not.
If he was worried about a challenge, he's one step ahead of us. He's like, oh, you say spicy, and you're like, really?
We're just going to do a mild challenge. We're just do mild wings. We start with mild, and then we go to nothing with nothing on them.
Have we talked about naked wings? Have we talked about this on air? On air before, yeah, mild ones. We just, you're eating room temp.
What do you think of that?
Room temp wings.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, they're not spicy.
Not a lot of flavor.
Not hot.
Nope.
Kind of tastes like undressed chicken.
Won't burn your mouth. Not hot going in or out.
Are these cooked?
Maybe not. It's mild ones.
Mild ones.
The latest mild ones.
He's Jones and Keith.
Does Gonzalez sound like a guy that uses the crying emoji a lot? The cry laugh emoji a lot?
No.
That seems like it's almost too much. I thought he would just do the one with like the line.
Hey, you're like, all right, Christian, you don't have to be a prick about it.
It's just the eyes and then the straight line face. And so he always just responds to everybody.
He's just always giving you the crying laugh. And you're like, all right, dude, you don't have to be so rude about it.
Like, okay. Five of them?
Yeah.
Anytime anybody uses more than one, you're like, all right
what
did I say?
I'm a big three guy. You don't like more than one.
I'm a big three. Three of them?
Yeah, I don't know why
that is. You're doing too much. I feel like at that point, you're not thinking it's that funny.
I try to cut back on it because I usually do three question marks, three exclamation points.
If you're into it, question.
It's a tough habit to break. It's like biting your nails.
Everything comes in three.
Yeah. You try to quit, but you always come back to it.
If it's just the three emojis, they stay bigger in the text box.
Oh, that's fair. So, yeah, if you do three and that's all you're sending, I kind of get that. If you do like four or five, they go small.
In other words, you go one. If it's by themselves, you go three.
It's outrageous. He actually gave us a pretty well thought out answer, though, on the uniforms.
Yeah.
That was like the longest answer.
That was the most detailed answer I've ever heard from him or about Oregon uniforms.
I should have led with that.
Ever? Yeah. Should have started
3 months ago.
It's man-to-man-to-man coverage. It'll be up shortly on the Odyssey
app. Sure will be.
Make sure you check that out.
Yep.
Every week here on Jones and Keith. We'll talk to Hunter Henry at some point. We'll get back into the Red Sox, their pursuit of Juan Soto. The man who was right there neck and neck breaking the news, John Heyman.
Yeah.
I think was a little stressed out over the weekend.
The guy had a weekend, didn't he? He was in over his head, I feel like.
It seems that way. He blew up on a host on WFAN. You'll get that next.
It's Nick's theme song right here. Good job by the text line pointing that one out. Little Dicky on the show, Dave. Great episode with Rachel McAdams in it. And then she's in the video and everything for it. It's incredible.
Nice.
Mr. McAdams, one of the better songs. Probably one of the top five songs on the album.
So if you were stealing a smooch.
McAdams would be
up there. Gonzo didn't want to answer it.
No, he wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't. I feel like you might as well shoot your shot. Toss it out there. Yeah, like half joking.
No,
is that what Kelsey did?
Billy had a... Yeah, well, this
Kelsey
is what I said to
literally
him.
Did that, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm going to the Swift concert. Yeah. Next thing you know, boom.
Boom.
With Taylor Swift.
Power couple.
Boom.
But Billy had a good theory. Maybe he's got a serious relationship going on. We said, oh, in trouble with the paparazzi.
I don't know if that's it.
The tabloids.
The Foxborough paparazzi.
Yes. That's what I thought he was saying. No. Maybe there's a serious relationship going on. So that's up. Man-to-man-to-man coverage with Christian Gonzalez. Three men, 10 questions every single week. Always worth a listen. It's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. We'll get into John Heyman. Just as Keith said, he had a weekend.
He really needs a day off.
Hanging up on WFA. You ever been hung up on in an interview, Keith?
No, I don't think so. I know you have.
Danny Amendola hung up on me.
I was there for that.
Let's see. Let's not get that streak going.
Nope.
Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, joining us here on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday. It's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Doing good, guys.
Now, you ever hung up on any interviews? That's not you.
Nah.
You're not doing that.
Hung up on interviews?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Good. There was a media.
Don't start now.
There was a media member in New York who who cut it very, very short. He was not not enjoying the line of questioning. How was the bye week? What'd you do on the bye week, Hunter?
Just spent some time with family. My wife. It's my birthday this weekend, so just spent some time with family.
Happy birthday! Did you anything extra for that big cake? Anything like that?
Yeah, my wife did it right, but just kept it private. Not anything too crazy.
All right. Very good. Now I'm curious: is it worse to have the first bye week of the year, like in week 4 or 5, or is it worse to have it at the end of the year, like you guys did this year?
Probably worse to have the first one.
The first one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know, I read over the weekend, you guys were the only team. There are a bunch of teams on bye this week. You were the only team in the NFL to have a practice this week. Maybe you got to yell at Gerard about that. You guys were the only ones who actually had a practice this week.
Yeah. it is what it is. So, you know, if Mayo, you know, wanted us to practice and continue to try to improve and get better, you know, he makes those decisions and we got to go out there and continue to get better.
How much football did you watch over the bye week, college and NFL?
I watched a little bit. I wouldn't say a crazy amount, but definitely watched some.
You know, we were just asking Christian Gonzalez about this, but the college football playoff for the first year going to 12 teams, you got 4 with a bye, conference winners, and the rest of it fills out. Do you like that, just as a fan, the 12-team playoff?
I think it's added some drama for sure. And also, like, I just feel like in college, it just made you know, I feel like in college, if you lost one game, it was like the end of the year sometimes for some of those top teams. So it definitely added some drama. And I've appreciated a little bit more in college, just that sense of it that, like, you can, you know, maybe get in with three losses now. And, you know, 2 losses, you can still get in. So I think that definitely added some kind of drama to things.
Staying in college, we're talking to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. Bill Belichick came out last week, has interviewed with the University of North Carolina. Could you see him coaching in college?
I think it'll be definitely a different role for him, for sure. But Bill's obviously a tremendous coach. I have so much respect for him. And so I think he could get it done wherever his feet are and wherever he coaches.
You know, the college landscape has changed so much with NIL, and I know there was always jokes about college players getting paid or whatever, but now they for sure are getting paid. What would that be like if you put yourself back in that situation, whether it was you or some of your teammates in college, you know, 18, 19, 21 years old, making a couple million bucks? Like, how would you be able to wrap your mind around that?
Yeah, I probably would have been pretty crazy. 19-year-old me would have been wild, especially living in Baylor, Arkansas. You know, $1 million goes a long way, place like that. So, yeah, it would have been pretty wild. Me and my brothers, like, we talk about that a lot.
Okay, if a million goes a long way, how about 15 years, $765 million? That's what Juan Soto got from the Mets. How do you feel about Major League Baseball contracts compared to contracts in the NFL, the disparity there?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Congrats to him for sure. You know, I'm always happy to see someone get a big contract. Pretty wild. That was definitely something interesting to see. Happy for him.
You know, what are the challenges for the final 4 weeks of the season, making sure all the guys are still, you know, 100% locked in after you've been eliminated from the playoffs, but obviously have to finish the season as strong as you can?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why would you not be locked in, man? We get to play a child's game for a king's ransom. So, I mean, this is an awesome sport. We've all played this since we were little, and we're getting to play in the NFL. We get to play 4 more games guaranteed. You know, you never know when your last game will ever be. So I think that's, you always got to take it game by game and attack each week like that, with that mindset. And we get to play some good football teams on the stretch too, to kind of challenge ourselves.
Okay, he's Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. Joins us every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Hunter, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Hunter.
All right. Hunter Henry. Here on a Patriots Monday, coming off the birthday boy there.
Birthday boy. All right. Pretty good.
Probably should have been on my radar.
What, you're going to send him a gift or something?
No, I just say, would have been something worth asking.
We could sing to him. It doesn't matter if you know when his birthday is.
Would have been good to know going into the interview.
He's 30 now.
I should have had more. Another thing that should have been top of mind for me.
30.
Hmm. Wife did it right, he said.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was afraid to ask, quite frankly. A lot of texts, by the way. 3793. Oh, no, it's not.
I have a couple of ideas.
617-779-7937. A lot of texts. Did he hang up on Gresham Fourier? I didn't mean to ask about that.
Oh, did he?
Did he hang up on Gresham Fourier?
I don't know.
Oh, I actually think he might have one time.
What?
Wow, so when I asked that,
that was just off the rip.
Wow, because he sounded a touch defensive.
Why did he hang up on those guys?
I don't remember. I'll try to find
All right, we'll try to. If any of the listeners remember, let us know.
Multiple,
that's hilarious.
Multiple texts about that. And so he did sound a little.
He was like,
what?
Like,
what do you
mean?
I don't, huh? Me? Never.
Definitely not
this time slot?
Nope. Didn't happen last year.
That
this
wasn't
time.
You guys, was it? They don't know.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
Who
talking to. He's like, I hung up on you. What are you asking about?
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh. Okay. We'll get back to your phone call, 617.
30 years old.
779-7937. We'll also get into Gerard Mayo. Mayo Monday today on the Greg Hill Show. He was asked directly about whether or not he's been told he'll be back with the New England Patriots. Not a direct answer at all from Gerard Mayo. We'll get into that, plus all your thoughts on Juan Soto next.